You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Let's talk guide dog blogs, shall we? Yes, our beloved canine companions in the spotlight once again. Today, I'm joined by Riley Yeomans to talk guide dogs. How are you, Riley?
I'm very well, thank you.
So let's find out first. What I want to know is, you know, when you applied for your guide dog the first time, what was it that swung it for you to say, yes, this is what I want to do and this is why I want it?
We went to the site village at NEC in 2013, 2012, I think, because I needed some new equipment for school. I was sitting my GCSEs and they had a guide dog demonstration there, and I came away from it and said to my support worker that I really, really wanted a guide dog, because the amount of independence and confidence that they gave guide dog owners was incredible. And I knew then that I wanted to start having guide dogs to improve my own confidence and well-being, really.
So let's talk about the first time, kind of, you've gone through the process. How did you find it?
Yeah, really straightforward. I originally applied, like I say, when I was at, I think I was in year 11. Unfortunately, there was no under 18 trainers in my area, so I had to wait a little while, which was fine. But it was all straightforward. Guide dogs kept the communications open. And then I was picked up by the Birmingham team when I was just about to start my second year of my undergraduate, and said that they had found a dog that would match really nicely, and then brought Yashka home and we met and something just instantly clicked.
So let's talk about the first time you met Yashka and that kind of matching visit. You know, what was it like?
Incredibly nerve-wracking, because we'd never had dogs in the past, so I wasn't entirely sure about how to be around a dog, but she settled in really, really well. She is incredibly loving, and the first thing that she did when she got into my mum's house was run straight upstairs into my bedroom, and then came down a couple of minutes later and sat by my feet. And yeah, we just clicked instantly. She is fantastic.
How would you describe Yashka's personality and characteristics?
So laid back, so gentle and loving. She will just curl up and go to sleep when she wasn't working. She fitted into university life really, really well. I would just let her just roam around the lecture hall. She'd always come back for a treat and a cuddle or a drink of water. She's so chill. She's so calm, and that keeps me calm as well.
And in university environments can be very much variable. You've got kind of the lecture halls where they need to keep themselves occupied, and you've got the busy social environments outside of lectures. You know, how was she at adjusting to different levels of different environments?
She took it all in a stride. I think it helped that I had my first year there, so I knew my way around the campus, so I knew where I was going. She just adapted so well, and she picked up on different routes really quickly. And I think that helped as well when I moved to universities to do my master's and had to learn different routes and get on buses and stuff. So, but she just took it all in a stride. She was so eager to work and make sure that I got to A to B. And she loves people. She's a real good icebreaker. And people just love her because she'll just lay down and have cuddles.
Always love a dog that has cuddles, right? Absolutely. What are some of her kind of funny habits or characteristics that make her unique?
She can be very stubborn. If she doesn't want to do something, she will tell me that she doesn't want to do something. So she needs a little bit of encouragement. She loves going on free runs and things, and going to the beach. If we go down to Felixstowe, which is our nearest seaside town, she'll take me directly to the beach because she wants to be on it and she wants to be in the water. She is quirky, like she will play and she'll have the zoomies where she'll just run around and shove her face into the ground and flop down and do worms and stuff. So she's still a puppy at heart, even though she's 11 now.
I find it quite interesting that she likes water, because I know some dogs really don't like bodies of water. My dog will do anything to avoid them.
She loves water, still water, especially if we go to, we've got a park near us called Chantry, and they have quite a big lake that's not catered off or anything. And my partner's mum Took her there just for a walk when I was, I think I was at uni, and she went straight into the water, and they were trying to get her out of the water, and she came out and just looked at them, shook, and then went straight back in again. So she did have to have a shower when she came home. Surprisingly, she's not too keen on having a bath. I think it's because she has to stay still whilst we're putting shampoo and conditioner on her, and she'll just shake constantly. And I mean, I think we get a shower as much as she does.
Apart from baths, is there anything she particularly dislikes doing or dislikes in general?
Fireworks would be the main one, but no dogs really like fireworks, do they?
Surprisingly, my dog doesn't care. It's really strange because when I first got him, I was like, oh, this is going to be difficult because I got him just before Christmas and I thought, oh, New Year's Eve, here we go. I think he heard the fireworks, look out the window, go, well, that's what's making that noise. Just went off to bed. How do you manage fireworks with Yashka? What do you do to kind of make sure she finds it as, well, as stress-free as possible in that situation?
I make sure that I take her on long walks on the day that I know there's going to be displays. Luckily, the events around here are quite well communicated, so I know exactly when they're going to be on. And just putting on music, just carrying on, just trying to keep her as calm as possible, making sure that she has a safe space that she can go to. Lots of treats as well helps.
And you said she's 11, so is she still working or is she going to be retiring soon?
She retired in November, a week after my daughter was born. We made the decision that she was 10 and a half, so and she was getting quite slow, and she still wants to work when we take her out, but it was time for her to hang up the harness. She had a fantastic 8 and a half years of working, so
I mean, they want to work all the time if they can, but the
yeah.
kind of when they retire, it's like, what do you mean I don't need to work? I want to. And some
Yeah.
dogs just love it. Are you thinking of getting another guide dog, or are you kind of what stage are you at the moment with that particular part?
I would like to have another guide dog. I'm currently on the waiting list for the second dog. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it won't be much longer.
Fantastic. Well, Riley, it's been fantastic to hear about another great dog, and it sounds like Yashka was and still is certainly a fantastic companion. Well, we look forward to hearing about any future dogs you might have too. But Riley Omens, thank you very much for joining us here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.